Disc 10.
Iqbal once wrote that all search for knowledge is essentially a form of prayer. Far from dismissing Western scientific advances, he believed we should study them and incorporate their positive content in our paradigm for a new country that would be informed by Islamic ideals as well as modern knowledge. Instead, we allowed Pakistan to stagnate, virtually since its inception. The westernized elite who took over from the departing British colonial rulers had little interest in seeking this fusion of Islamic ideals and scientific progress. Rather, they adopted a system that allowed them to perpetuate themselves in power, never allowing true democracy to flourish. Our reactionary mullahs promoted a medieval attitude to religion that grew ever more distorted as Islam was hijacked as a political tool. Iqbal had stressed the need to use ijtihad with a view to rebuild the law of Sharia in the light of modern thought and experience. He had pointed out that, just as the European Renaissance and Reformation were inspired by the acquisition of knowledge from the Muslim universities of Spain and the Middle East during the Crusades, contemporary Muslims should use Western knowledge in their reconstruction of their own religious thought. Like Iqbal, the 19th century Egyptian scholar Muhammad Abdu also identified excessive conformism, which sadly exists in the majority of the Muslim world today, as one of the causes of the decline of the Muslims. He felt that excessive adherence to the outward aspects of law led to a habit of blind imitation, taqlid, which was far from the freedom of true Islam. And he linked the spread of taqlid to the rise of Turkish power. The Turks encouraged a slavish acceptance of authority and discouraged the free exercise of reason among those they ruled. Knowledge was their enemy, for it would teach their subjects how bad the ruler's conduct was. So they introduced their supporters into the ranks of the ulema to teach the faithful a dull stagnation in matters of belief and the acceptance of political autocracy. It was a succession of Turkish invaders from the northwest, the Ghaznavids, the Ghurids, the Timurids, and then the Mughals, who consolidated Islam in South Asia from the mid-10th century on. After the Turks came the British, whose rule also contributed to the spread of fundamentalism, stoking fears that Western culture was in danger of overwhelming the Islamic way of life. Just as 1,000 years ago, the Europeans were similarly threatened by the rise of Islam. Fundamentalism, at its outset, was a reaction to colonialism, particularly among the Muslims from whom religion and culture are intertwined. Muslim reaction to the competition posed by Western power, often seen as synonymous with the forces of modernity, has usually followed two patterns. One school of thought decides the Islamic world must beat the West at its own game, using Western tools to solve Eastern problems and confining Islam to the private sphere. Hence the Arab world's various stabs at nationalism and socialism in the 20th century in reaction to the spread of 19th century European colonialism. The other school recoils, calling for a retreat to time-honored traditions, a return to the simplicities of the original Muslim lifestyle in the desert, and an older, purer form of Islam stripped of the various cultural influences it has acquired in its dissemination. In British India, these two competing responses emerged after the 1857 uprising against British rule and the humiliation of the last Mughal emperor, whom they deposed and exiled to Burma. William Dalrymple's The Last Mughal ends with the foundation of two very different educational establishments. One is Aligarh Mohammedan Anglo-Oriental College, a bid by the Anglophile Sir Syed Ahmed Khan to revive the fortunes of Muslim Indians through Western-style education. The other is a madrasa in Deoband that went on to propagate a narrow version of Islam that rejects all forms of westernization and still to this day competes in South Asia with the Barelvi movement, whose teachings are more in line with Sufi Islam. Dalrymple
Sample complete. Ready to continue?